And good evening, everybody, and a welcome out here at Dick Carroll High School. Jeff Lakeman and Casey Miners with you here tonight on the Mackey Motors and Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. My apologies to Mark Chestnut. I bumped the wrong button there and cut him off in the middle of his lead-up song. It sure is Monday. It is a Monday night. We've got a sub-state final here tonight. The Carroll Tigers entertaining the Warriors of Sioux Center. And, Casey, this one should be a pretty darn good ball game.
I think it's going to be a fantastic ball game tonight. Sioux Center, despite the record, some people might look like, oh, the three seed of the district, they played a lot of really good teams up in northwest Iowa. Carroll's played really good basketball this year, five losses on the year.
Yep.
Four of them coming to teams that are ranked in the top three right now. And then Gilbert, who's also playing in a sub-state final tonight. So we're expecting a really, really good ball game tonight.
Yeah, Raccoon River Conference may be the toughest conference in the state when it comes to 3A.
And I want to point this out, people don't know. Depending on how tonight's results go, half of your 3A field could be from one conference.
Yep, absolutely. I would not be shocked to see three or four
teams
out of the Raccoon River Conference at the state tournament. Now, we won't know all of the pairings until tomorrow night. The Dubuque-Wallert game tonight has been rescheduled for tomorrow night. They were having a state tournament girls game tonight, so they postponed and rescheduled. So we will not know the 3A brackets until those two teams play tomorrow night. But good. Sioux Center coming in under head coach Aaron Roseboom. They are 16-8 overall, 10-6 right now in the Siouxland Conference. They're 3-2 over the last five. For the Carroll Tigers under head coach Randy Beeson, they are 19-5 on the year. They, of course, went 12-4 in the Raccoon River Conference, winning three straight and four of their last five. For the Tigers, they opened up with a 77-43 victory over Perry in the opening round, then knocked off Seidel 77-51 for Sioux Center. They got by Lamar 63-59 and then knocked off MOC Floyd Valley, the two seed, 58-46. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Lankman along with Casey Miners. And yes, we have Jeff Storyhan in the house tonight. He's going to be taking photos for us that will be free to download. We've got Connor Crabb in the house tonight. He's going to be shooting highlight videos, again, sponsored by Western Iowa Networks. You'll find those on our Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and YouTube coming up tomorrow. And then Mr. Jeff Honnold in the house tonight as well.
If you hear somebody really loud, just know it's Jeff.
Yeah, it's always Honnold if you hear somebody really loud, especially if they're not saying anything smart. Then it's Jeff Honnold for sure. But We are back here with you. And, Jeff, you're not going to get into it. You don't know my code. Story, I'm trying to get into my phone, and I ain't telling it to him. No, I'm not giving. No, I'm not giving you my code. No, no, you're good. You're good. So, yes. He's trying to get my phone so he can get a picture, but I also know what he does with my phone when he gets it. But let's talk about this Sioux Center team. They've got a really good point guard coming in here tonight. This is a team that they know how to win. They're out of a conference that certainly knows how to win as well. And they are led really by that 6'1 point guard in Braden Perez Heitbrink. Casey, what do you know about him and what makes him so special?
Well, I know that he can get hot quick. You know, you look at shooting numbers, I think right about a 36% three-point shooter.
Right.
I don't know if he'll take a whole bunch of them. I don't think that's part of his game. Looks like he's more of a dribble drive, create, facilitate type of guy. But, you know, this is a Sioux Center team. If you look at numbers-wise, they've got a couple of guys that can shoot the three. But I trust Carroll's guards in tonight's matchup defensively. They played so good defensively on that end of the floor, especially in the half court all year long, that I trust Carroll's guards tonight. It'd be interesting to see what they do I think defensively-wise with Louis tonight.
Right, yeah.
Sioux Center's got a 6'8 kid. Louis likes to help off if a guard's able to get around a guard. I don't know if he can quite do that tonight with who he might see defensively.
Yeah, that's probably the one area that's going to be different. So that means will the guards challenge as much on the perimeter for Carroll? But you mentioned it. Jake Jorgensen, I think, is going to get the start of Mr. Heitbrink. And then you've got Matt Collison. You got Landon Peterson. You got a host of different guys you can throw at him to give him different looks defensively.
And a player like that, that's a good thing to do because all of them are different. You know, Landon brings you speed. Jake's fast, a little bit shorter, but Matt's got the length and the height at the guard position for you. So I would be shocked if they throw all three of them out here at one point in the game tonight.
Yeah, and I think it would be smart for them to do. And then if that one guy can contain him a little bit, then you don't have to worry about other guys spotting up. If he doesn't get into the lane, Louis doesn't have to help. He can help on the boards because I think rebounding is going to be a critical thing here tonight. Carroll is the better rebounding team based off of stats this season. The Tigers come in averaging 33 rebounds per game while Sioux Center at 30 rebounds per game. Defense is really kind of what both of these teams kind of hang their hat on. We'll talk about Sioux Center and the Carroll defense and what we think Sioux Center might do defensively against Carroll tonight as well when we come back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate here on Kent 106.7.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier.
professional felled representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Felled Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for suit-cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality suit-cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and suit-cup manufacturers. Built strong, back local.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. And Casey, there's not a large history between these two programs. Carroll High has been a 3A school for a while. It's only been about 4, maybe 5 years now that Sioux Center jumped up into that 3A ranking. They were a 2A school for a long, long time. But there is some history. I heard from Tyler Edwards. By the way, Tyler, thanks for tuning in tonight. But Carolyn Kemper, the last time they were in state together was 2010. Before that was at 1971, so a chance to make some history with that one. But speaking of the state tournament, Todd Danner did some research for us. There's some history between Carroll and the Sioux Center in the state tournament.
And we've got to thank Todd, too, because neither of us probably would have been smart enough to go and find it and stuff like that. But Carroll High, Sioux Center beat Carroll High, I should say, 71-61 in the Class 1A state championship game back in 1967.
Yeah, so a long, long time ago. Since then, they've met just the one time, and Carroll winning that one. In the postseason, it was here 76-53, and that came again in 2021. Trying to remember, I'm thinking 2022, the last year Carroll made the state tournament?
No, yeah, they have been 22, because it would have been the year after my brother graduated.
Yep, so 2022, the last year. I want to give another shout-out, Doug Waniger down in North Carolina. Of course, helps out with all the Kemper games, and he'll be a part of our Kemper state coverage coming up next week. He is listening to the ballgame tonight, and Casey, one of the things that's really cool, I see Bryce Stevenson and some of the guys from Peyton Jordan. You saw them. I don't see them in the crowd, but they're Weaver kids.
I think they got Von Glahn and Devin Ehlers are sitting over there.
You saw some Glidden kids here,
I saw Daniel Toft to Dawson Medeiros, I thought I saw earlier.
Okay. The Kemper boys basketball team is here. Those are just the kids that we've seen
so
from
far.
Local area. So really cool to see kids from a lot of our area
schools. I saw some, even though we don't cover Denison, some of the Denison boys basketball players were here. I thought I saw Joey Walker of Glidden Ralston, their head baseball coach, walked in a little bit ago. I thought I saw him too. So, you know, it's crazy to see, you know, how close all these schools are. And we see it with the kids.
Yes.
You know, when we do the rewind stuff, how tight everybody is.
Yep.
It's great to see them come out and support each other.
Absolutely. And thanks to Doug Waniger for this. Vern Den Herter played for that Sioux Center team against Carroll back in 1971, if you know who Vern is.
I do not. No.
Okay. He played for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Yes. One of the great athletes to probably ever come out of.
I was just going to say, was Doug going to say that he played back then?
Well, Doug would have been ancient years before then. Doug was in high school like in the 30s or 40s. You know, so. We'll step away. I'm sure I'll hear from him when we come back with more starting lineups next here on Kick 106.7.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Some more information to pass along to you here as we come to you, of course, with the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors, the Lake City recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. The head coaches, or the coaches, I should say, for the Carroll Tigers back in 1971, Jerry Christensen and Ted Edwards. So thanks to those guys. And I think Doug turned his telephone or his phone off after my comment here a little bit ago. For time to take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for Sioux Center under head coach Aaron Roseboom. Of course, they come in averaging 62 points per game, giving up 58 points per game. They shoot 44% from the floor and turn it over 15 times per game. They are, of course, 16-8 on the season. They'll start a 5'10 senior in Zachary Van Beek, a 6-foot junior in Parker Boone, a 6'8 senior in Tyler Moeller, a 6'1 junior in Brayden Perez Heitbrink. He comes in again 18 points per ballgame, and a 6'4 senior in Cody Sandbolt. And again, Sandbolt at 7 points, 5 rebounds, and Boone at 9 points, along with Moeller also at 9 points. So pretty balanced in behind Perez Heitbrink. For the Carroll Tigers, under head coach Randy Meeson, again 19-5 overall on the season. They're averaging 64 points per game, giving up 55 points per game. They shoot 43% from the field and turn the ball over 13 times per ball game. For the Tigers tonight, they'll start a 5'10 senior in Jake Jorgensen, a 6'1 senior in Matt Collison, a 6'5 senior in Jared Moore, a 6'6 senior in Luol Sargiev, and a 6'2 senior in Trey Tassel. Tip-off coming up next right here on Tech 106.7. Thanks for listening to the Mackey Motors tailgate.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll.
Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage, we sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find the perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair, wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Wall third half with the opening tip here tonight. It is controlled by Moeller and Sioux Center. They get it up across half court with Van Beek. Carroll opening up in their home white uniforms, going right to left. They tip that first ball out of bounds. Van Beek can inbound it now near the Carroll bench. They'll get it in to Sandbolt. Tigers stay man-to-man. Trying to work right now is Perez Heitbrink over to the right side to Van Beek. Van Beek defended out there by Tassel. To center in the road blue jerseys with the orange stripes on them. Travel. And the orange numbers on the front. That is going to be a travel. Good defense. They're expected to do that out of Carroll.
Yeah, and one thing I want to point out is if they're going to have Moeller play on more of the perimeter as a big man, I think Louie's going to feed on that all day long. He's athletic enough to get around there and go out and defend that.
Sioux Center also a team that will play man-to-man. Collison will bring it up over to Moore. Left side now to Jorgensen. Louis comes and sets a screen. Over to Collison on the right side. Back to Louis on the right elbow. Sargiath down the right side of the lane. Pull-up jumper a little bit long. Weak side rebound taken out of there by Sandbooth. They'll get it off into the hands of Van Beek. Van Beek up the floor. Hands it off. No, tried to hand it off to Boone. Was unable to do so. He'll go up top to Sandbooth. And now we've got a steal by Jorgensen over on the right side. Jorgensen pushes in. Leaves it off for Jared Moore. The shot's up and good. And the Carroll Tigers have taken the 2-0 lead.
I think it's going to be important for Carroll to get off to a fast start. Build on that home crowd you have. And it's standing room only tonight, Jeff. I see the hallways filling back behind us. You got people standing.
Yeah, I can't usually pace around as a broadcaster like I normally do because I'd walk into people if I did it. They'll get it to Sandbolt at the elbow, over to the right side now on the wing to Van Beek. Van Beek with it looking for the cutter, and that ball going to be knocked away from Boone, out of bounds, off of the Warriors, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. Good defense, first two possessions here for Carroll.
And we wondered how Carroll would play because of the height that Sioux Center had. Not that Carroll was outmatched, but it seems like their guards are still going to pester the Sioux Center guards.
Collison off now to Moore, left side it comes to Jorgensen. They'll run Tassel off some screens, they'll bring him up top. Moore pops out to the left wing. They'll come up top to Tassel, right side now to Collison. Back over to Tassel, drives to the right elbow, kick pass left side now to Moore. Moore looking to drive, cut off by Sandbooth, drives in, his pass is going to be booted, but picked up that time by Boone as Moore went to the floor. Sandbooth brings it up, Jorgensen with his second steal of the ballgame. Heads now to Moore, who slides down, and we're going to have guys all over the floor, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul.
I think
we're going to get an official telling the Sioux Center bench to have a seat, because I think the
Moore ran
official
into the coach.
Maybe ran into him.
Well, yep. Either Moore or the official ran into the coach.
Yep.
And the official, the Sioux Center's coach, is not happy with it. He was thinking the coach was out on the court.
Yep. So Sandbooth is going to pick up his first foul. Jorgensen inbound right in front of the Sioux Center bench. They'll bounce it in to Collison. Collison over to the right side. Going to fire up a three. Up, good!
The Sioux Center defender came out, tried to get the steal. Collison went right around him and knocked down the three.
You can't do that against Matt Collison.
I think it's 30-3 now he's made on the year.
Van Beek over to the left side. They'll hand it off to Sandbolt. Sandbolt looking to drive. Spins against Moore. Floater in the lane up. No good. His own rebound. And that time it was actually Moeller with the rebound. He'll be fouled on the play. Moeller is a couple inches taller than Louis, the way it looks.
Yeah. I think Moeller came in, 6'8". I think Louis listed at 6'6". And that's going to be interesting to say they did. So yep. The guard got around Moore. Louis came out to block it. Moeller was right there for the offensive board.
Castle on the foul. Moeller's free throw is up. No good. He is a 57% free throw shooter. That's something that they do not do real well. They're shooting 58% from the line. Carroll only at 61%. Yeah. The art of the free throw shot has been lost
Won't be in tonight's game.
Yes. Second free throw coming up for Moeller. It's on the way. It's up and no good. The rebound taken down by Castle.
I will say this, Louis giving up a couple high inches on Moeller, but Louis looks like the stronger big right now through the first couple minutes.
Collison over to Tassel, right corner, back up to Collison on the wing. Collison defended well out there. They'll skip it over now to Jorgensen, left corner. Austin Fink, a 6'2 senior on the floor now for Sioux Center. Moore, right elbow jumper, it's up long, rebound tipped around, controlled by Moeller. They'll get it over on the left side, and Perez Heitbrink will bring it up. Heitbrink working against Jorgensen, comes off a screen by Moeller, fires up a three, it's no good. Long rebound taken out of there by Fink. He looks for the cutter, but there is Sargeas to knock that one out of bounds.
And Carroll's played tight defense so far. One thing I do want to mention is if Sioux Center can hold Carroll to one-shot possessions, that might bode trouble tonight for the Tigers because they're such a good rebounding team.
5-0, Carroll, 5:01 to go in the first quarter. Work it to Moeller, now over to the right side, and there's Jared Moore, third steal tonight for the Tigers, ahead to Collison. Euro's that way up, no good. Moore, the offensive rebound, put back, no good. He's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line, and both teams being really physical right now.
I will
now
say it's been a really physical game. You sure that wasn't Pete out there that missed that shot?
And again, folks, that was Casey Miners.
Pete's in the crowd somewhere tonight.
Yeah,
I know he is.
He's sitting over there in the parent section. About three rows up, black Carroll jacket, black hat. Free throw by Moore up and no good. You're at 60%. I'm usually the guy that gives him a hard time, but the last couple of games have been you and Mason. And I'm okay with that. I'll leave that legacy. Second free throw coming up here. It's on the way. It is up and good. So Tigers 1-2 from the free throw line, but they lead it here by a score of 6-0. Moore now with 3 on the night. Full court pressure at 4, Carroll.
I like this. Kind of feels like they might have Sioux Center on the ropes.
Yep, they do. And we get a timeout called as Ezra Himma into the ballgame. Timeout by Sioux Center. We'll step away with them back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
And Carroll lead here, and Casey, it's really been on the defensive end where Carroll's done it.
I think Jake Jorgensen's done a nice job of jumping the passing lanes. He's got a couple quick steals that led to open buckets so far.
The inbounds pass comes into Fink. He'll work against Tassel in the backcourt. Breaks the half-court line, works it up, now spins to the right. Picks up the dribble at the free throw line, gets it out to Heitbrink. Heitbrink over to Moeller near the left elbow. Defended by Moore. They'll pop it up top. Skipman into the game. He'll go drive into the lane. His shot up no good. Going to draw some contact. MacArthur Skideman, a 6'4 sophomore. He'll head to the line for the first trip tonight. 65% on the season. And Trey Tassel already, KC, with 2.
That's a guy you don't want to see go to the bench. It's going to have to go to the bench probably.
Free throw is up in. Good.
4:24 here in the first quarter. Sioux Center gets their first points. Carroll's played great defense so far here in the first quarter.
Chase Schabel into the ballgame.
Shable, a shorter guard, but has lengthy arms, has a nice job of playing defense as well.
And can score.
And the guys that come off the bench for Carroll don't normally score a whole bunch, but they're really good defenders. Carroll does not miss a beat when they go to the bench.
Landon Peterson, Talon Crandall on the floor as well. Moore and Collison will stay in. Skydeman knocks down both free throws. That's going to make it a 6-2 ball game.
I noticed that Sioux Center had a guy follow Jared Moore up, but they kind of thought they might play a box and one.
Yeah, they did that the other night, a triangle and two, so they're not afraid to throw in some different defensive looks. Collison on the right side, dribbles down, takes it down near the right corner, looks for the cutter. Moore finds him under the basket, and he is going to be bumped and fouled. And that could be on Sandbolt, number 24. That's going to be the call. That'll be number two on him, and the third against Sioux Center here in the quarter.
They're not letting Jared get much room offensively, which I don't blame him. It's a smart thing to do. Jared's really good at getting to the basket, but Carroll's got so many shooters that you can't really, I don't think you can play that tight of defense on Jared all game long.
Sargeff back in. Crandall will check out. Inbounds pass comes to Peterson. Now to Shable on the left side. Down to Collison, corner three up, no good. Weak side rebound. It's loose on the floor. Shable had it. Pass is tipped up into the air. Skydeman with the steal. That's height break 23. He'll lay it up and in. The lead is trimmed to two.
I thought when Louie tried to grab that rebound, he might have been pulled on the shoulder.
It looked like it. It did. Collison now over to Moore. Left side, Peterson. Pump fake. Drives into the lane. Kick pass over to the right side now to Collison. Comes off a screen by Peterson. Gets into the lane. Up top, Shable. He'll catch and fire up. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Eichberg. He's going to lose it. Shable will come up with it. Back up top to Moore. Moore drives down the right side. Goes up over Moeller. Shot's no good. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Moore. Moore goes up. Moeller says, not my house, and swats that one away.
Yeah, this game is being physical. The refs got to watch the physicality, I think, here right now.
Yep.
They're in danger of this game getting away.
Yeah, Jorgensen's going to check in for Peterson. I thought they let the Kemper game play the other night. I thought they let the Exiro-Kimbleton game play the other night. You're getting to this level. They don't want to call anything, but you can't let the game get out of control.
You got to let the kids decide the game, too, but... at one point, the game gets too physical.
Collison over to the left side. His three up and good. Jared Moore finding Matt Collison, his second three.
Statistically, their best three-point shooter on the season so far.
And according to Casey, it's a good thing Ann taught him how to shoot. Driving in, and now we're going to get the throw into the backcourt. Louis going to track it down. Him and Moeller goes up. Layup no good. And a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Tyler Moeller. And that is going to be number one on him.
Moeller doesn't like the call, but it's a good call. He wasn't straight up. He was more sideways when Louis went up.
2:52 to go. 9-4 lead for Carroll right now. Sargeff at the line, 42% on the season, but really he's been shooting them better.
He has been shooting a lot better. I think Sioux Center realized when that ball was poked away and Louis had an open court. I don't think I've seen a team hustle back as fast before.
Yeah, if he gets a dunk, this place is going to go nuts. Free throw on the way up, no good.
There's the radio jinx. Jeff got him.
Yeah. Well, at 42%, I'm not taking the radio jinx on that one.
Louis, a really athletic kid. He has provided a really good defensive spark for this team this year.
Second free throw on the way. It's up and no good. Jared Moore battling for the rebound. Going to be out of bounds off of the Tigers. It's him and Collison working against him at that time, who's only 6'1". They were kind of able to sandwich him, just weren't able to come up with a rebound.
Carroll's going to go into a full court press here again. I think on the offense, Zed, Carroll's moving the ball good. Got to find some more guys to get open.
And now Peterson knocking the ball away, but he's going to step on the baseline as he tipped it away from Boone that time. It's going to be out of bounds. They're going to say it's
Carroll basketball.
Wow, I'm surprised at that because it must have bounced on the end line before Peterson tried to pick it up.
Yeah. And there must be a slick spot or something on the court because Carroll kids have fell quite a couple of times now down on this end.
Jared Moore going to fire up a three up top off the inbound. It's up and good. 3-3 for Carroll early. They've got their largest lead here at 12-4.
Isaac Pete was excited. Pete sat up and Elisa Moore sitting down there by him, and they were happy about that. Louis
with the block. Height break will come up with a rebound. He'll fire it from the corner. Blocked again by Louis. The rebound taken out of there by Moore. Moore off to Louis. Going to drive in. That's going to be They're going to call that a block. I thought the young man was standing there, and Louis just ran him over.
I think he was, but Louis tried to get out of the way. It looked like he might have lowered the... When he went straight up, he might have lowered the lower body into him when Louis tried to go around.
That one's going to be on Skydeman, number one on him.
Jeff, this place is
electric.
Is one big play from erupting right now.
Sioux Center right now already five team fouls, so Carroll will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Sargeant's free throw up and no good. He is 0 for 3 on the day. Second one coming up on this trip. Tyler Tassel down in the doorway down there. Free throw is up. It is good. He had in the reverse jinx right there. He was 0 for 3.
There you go. 9-point lead now for the Tigers.
That is their largest of the game. First point here tonight for Sargeant. Hibman will bring it up, gets into the lane, cat pass now, drives in, goes up, and he got Louie up in the air. Louie landed hard on top of him, but Hibman's a tough kid. He's going
to
get up and says he's all right. That'll
like
be number
that.
One on Louie Luol Sargeant.
That could have been bad. It's nice to see the kid get up and able to shake it off.
This game is very, very physical, and I think the officials, and it's a good crew, but they're going to have to really gain control of this one. Hibman's free throw is up and good. He is a 52% free throw shooter. They've only got one bucket from the field here. Everything else they've scored has come from the free throw line.
Carroll's played great defense, I think, so far here in the first quarter.
Yep. I don't know. I'm a guy that likes motion in the game of basketball. I like having some freedom to be able to move. I don't need football out onto the basketball court. 13-6. Collison will bring it up, and I played physical, but I get it now to Moore. Moore over to the right side. Kick pass over to the left corner to Jorgensen. Back off to Collison. They work it back up top to Moore. Back down to the left corner. Crandall open for three. Off the rim, no good. Hibman with a rebound for the Warriors.
That was a good job of Crandall finding the open space.
Warriors are going to push Hibman into the lane. Kick pass over on the right side. Skydeman. Skydeman drives in, and then the offensive foul as Crandall draws the charge. And Skydeman just picked up his second.
He doesn't like the call, but it's a good call. Crandall was there, beat him to the spot. You can tell this Carroll team has watched some film.
Yep.
Crandall knew what he was going to do and beat him to the spot and got the charge call.
Austin Fink going to check in now for Skydeman. Skydeman coming out of there a little bit gimpy as he comes off the floor. Collison will bring it up. They'll wait man-to-man defense. Jorgensen on the left side, defended out there by Fink. Up top to Crandall, over to the right side. Collison inside to Moore, just outside of that right block. Spins to the block. Turn around, jumper in traffic, up and good. Big shot from Jared Moore.
It is a big shot. Puts him up 9 again.
15-6, Carroll. Minute 18 to go. Ike Brink going to drive down the right side. He is going to be bumped and fouled.
He was hit on the arm when he tried to split the defense.
Yep, that one's going to go on Matt Collison, number one on him. Team foul number 4 on Carroll. Heitmerick will inbound, minute 16 to go. They'll box it up on the right side of the floor. They're going to run Boone off his screen, can't find him. They'll get it to Moore, now out to Fink. Fink up top, travels with the basketball. Yep.
Hey,
the Sioux Center right now is really allowing the officiating to get into their head.
Oh, yeah, dictate the way they're playing right now. And he doesn't like the call, but he did travel. He moved to Pippenfield when he tried to pass it, fake the pass over to the corner.
Yep, they're complaining almost after every call, and that means the officials are in their head in a way, and they're not focused on the team they're playing. Collison will bring it up. Walks it up across half court, just over a minute to go here in the first quarter. Up top to Peterson, catch and shoot. Up, no good. Rebound to Moeller. Moeller will kick it out to Heitbrink. He'll bring it up the left side of the floor. He's got a man wide open down in the corner. That's Boone. His three is up and good. And that time, Carroll got back defensively.
And nobody picked up Boone in the corner.
Yeah. Got to find guys, especially guys that can shoot.
With Boone in, Boone's one of the best three-point shooters coming into the season, coming into the game.
Moore over to the right elbow, up top to Collison. Moore pops back out. They'll find him. His three, it's up off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down that time by Boone. They'll get it off to Heitbrink.
Important
shot
possession.
Clock is off.
Important possession for Carroll to end the quarter here.
Heitbrink going to hold it out near the half-court line, defended out there by Jorgensen. He is dribbling. Jorgensen coming out and hand-checking him. Peterson comes for the double team. They'll work it to Boone right side. Going to drive in. Bounce pass underneath. The Moeller goes up. Misses the layup. Gets his own rebound. Put back is good. Count the basket. And Jared Moore going to be called for the foul over the back.
Carroll's still got 7.3 to make something work, potentially off a rebound.
So Moore with his first. And all of a sudden, Casey, in a game where it felt like Carroll was in complete control, it's now a 4-point goal ball game.
That's why I think this is an important possession for Carroll to get a stop to end the quarter. Because they would have had the basketball, I think, to start the second quarter. They still will.
Yeah, Moeller at the line, 0 for 2 tonight. Carroll is 7.3 seconds scoreless. Free throw on the way. It's up and good. It's a 4-point, 3-point ball game here at 15-12. Collison bringing it up, down to four. Looking to drive, step back, goes up for the three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound to Hima. And the first quarter going to come to an end. It was all Carroll early. Kind of Sioux Center in the last minute.
Ended the quarter in a 6-0 run.
15-12 our score. We're back in 1 minute here on Kick 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Casey Miners back here with you. We do have Mason Nealon on the headset. He's keeping track of some of the other sub-state games in Class 3A. Mason, what's the latest updates?
Sub-state 2-2, Raccoon River teams here. Gilbert leading Norfolk 17-15. You got Solon, who's number 8, trailing number 10, Central DeWitt 9-4. Pella and Keokuk tied at 16 apiece at ADM, dominating Nevada 26-5 at the quarter break.
All right, so those are some of the latest updates. Thanks to Mason on that. Tigers with the ball up 15-12. Collison with it over to Moore. Moore penetrates down the right side. Kick pass left corner to Jorgensen. Off to Collison on the wing. They circle it back to the right side. Moore open three. In and out. No good. Louis, though. Sargiaf with the tip in.
That seemed like a big basket for Carroll. You know, Sioux Center entered the first quarter in a 6-0 run. Able to get off to a good start here in the second quarter.
Driving in. Heitbrink leaves it off for Moeller, and we talked about it. That was one of those where Louis comes over to help, and nobody rotates down to take his man.
You've almost got to pick your poison at that point if you're Louis. Do I go to the defender that's coming at the basket, or do I go off my man?
His job is to rotate and help. Yep. Somebody else has got to rotate into his spot. Jorgensen, 17-14, over now to Collison, right side, top of the key. They work it down to Tassel in the right corner, now to Jorgensen, back over to Collison. Collison drives in. Layup is up, no good. A rebound taken out of there by Boone. Collison and the Carroll bench wanted some contact there. Coach Beeson talking to the officials as they come up the floor. Hibma with it in the right corner. Off again to Boone. They'll roll down through Fink.
Oh,
Boone gets to the elbow, almost drug the pivot foot. Now over to Fink. Bounce pass into Moeller. That's going to be out of his reach. They're going to say it was touched by Carroll. It's going to be Boone basketball. Both officials saying, I don't know about that one.
It looked like it might have been touched off Jared on a hand, but I don't know. That's a tough call.
So Sioux Center will inbound right in front of the Carroll bench. They'll inbound it with Fink. Looking to get it in. They get it into Hibma, right side, top of the key, 17-14, Carroll. Hibma with it, gets to the free throw line, hands it off to Heitbrink, pull-up jumper from the free throw line, thuds off the back of the rim, Sargiaf with the rebound.
He's not a kid that needs much room to get his shot off. Carroll's got to be tight on him all night.
Collison works it up the right side, now to Moore, over to Jorgensen, back over to the right side to Collison, down to the right block to Sargiaf, lost it, Fink's going to pick it up for Sioux Center. The Warriors will run it up, bounce pass down to Hima, right back into Fink. He's got a wide open layup and is able to lay it up and in. That time Carroll did a really poor job of transition defense.
Yeah, I'm not surprised Randy's calling a guys. If I'm Randy, I'm almost calling a timeout here soon. It seems like the momentum's gone on Sioux Center side.
17-16, Castle with it right wing, defended by Boone, looks to drive, gets the lane. Wraparound pass to Louis, shot blocked by Moeller, who comes up with a rebound.
Louis might have hurt his hand, he was holding it.
Off to Fink. Still's got that right hand tight to the waist. Fink bounce pass up top to Boone. Boone with it over now to Heitbrink. He's going to fire up a long three. Up, no good. Jared Moore, the rebound, going to be fouled by Fink.
If I'm Carroll, I'm on the offensive end. I need to find Trey Tassel coming off a couple screens. He hit some big threes for Carroll so far this year, and that's what Carroll needs is a big shot right now.
I look for Matt Collison with the way he's shooting it right now. Yep. Collison's probably been their best offensive player so far tonight. He's got 6. Jared Moore also with 8 right now. Collison over to Moore. Moore over to the right corner to Tassel. He'll fire up that three. It's up and good.
Yeah, that's what they needed, I thought.
And that's big for him because he's been struggling from the outside.
His first shot tonight, and it's good for him to see it go down, too.
Yep. Boone with it. Working over, that Spink. Now up to Boone. Boone working against Tassel. Fakes the handoff to him. A little floater. It's short. Moeller will tip the rebound out. They'll get it to Heitbrink. Heitbrink working right now against Jorgensen. Looks to drive. Wraps it underneath. And there's going to be a travel. They're going to say that Moeller traveled if he didn't get... I don't know about that one.
I didn't see it. I thought he caught the ball and went straight up with it.
Yep.
But.
And they're going to say that he didn't... If he didn't have possession, if he took a step.
Yep.
So...
Yeah. I don't know. That's twice now Louis came to help, and there's been no help defense. They got an easy basket off, and that one, the lucky Carroll didn't count.
Yeah, somebody's got to rotate defensively, and they're not. Collison coming off a screen from Louis down the right side. Kick out past the Tassel left side. He'll drive in, reach in, foul on Boone. And that is going to be number one on Boone. Team foul number two on Sioux Center here in the second quarter. 4:48 to go in the first half. 20-16, Carroll with the lead. They'll put two on each block. They'll work it down to Tassel, left corner. Now to Jorgensen, left side, top of the key. Gets into the lane. Working against Pink. Nice backdoor cut by Tassel. Shot up, no good. He went into Moeller that time, but Moeller did go straight up. Boone will come down with a rebound. Boone drives near the right elbow, picks it up. Double team. Collison comes out of there with the steal. Out on the break, off to Tassel. Layup is good.
Tassel with a couple big baskets has built this lead now back to six.
Yep. 22-16, they'll kick it over to Boone at right corner three. That is no good. Moeller with the rebound, and the putback is up and good.
Moeller's starting to work on the offensive defensive glass. Louis doing the best he can, but Moeller's a physical kid.
And pretty athletic.
Yep,
not as athletic as far as Thargiath is, but pretty athletic. 22-18, 4 minutes to go. Thargiath over to Jorgensen, to the left side, top of the key. Works it back up top. Warriors stay man-to-man. They bounce it to Tassel, left side. They'll pump fake, takes it down on the wing. Now to Moore, who popped out. Tassel will cut through, skip past right corner. Jorgensen three up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Heitbrink for the Warriors.
Carroll's got some really good looks from three. I think they'll start going down eventually.
Heitbrink over now to the right corner to Boone. Boone with it, working against Tassel. They get it back to Fink, inside to Hibma. Hibma looking for the cutter. They'll get it to Fink. Louis with the block, his third. And the rebound battled for. It's going to be Jared Moore coming out of there with his fifth.
Sioux Center had the switch they wanted
defensively.
And now
Collison has it, his pocket pick. Heitbrink out on the break. The layup is no good. Moeller there, though, for the rebound. Two guys hustled back defensively for Carroll, nobody else. And that's the reason why Sioux Center got that offensive rebound and put that. Carroll's lead was six at one time. It's down to two again at 22-20. Back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sioux Cup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sioux Cup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-20. Halber Enterprises and Sioux Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local.
Jeff Lank and Casey Miners back here with you as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. Casey, Carroll got a lead a couple of times here. One time at 9, another time at 6. They've not been able to hold it. What is Sioux Center doing well right now?
Sioux Center's just being the more physical team right now, I think, and I think Moeller's kind of came alive on the offensive defensive glass a little bit for Sioux Center as well. And so you're 6'8", and you got a kid that's getting a bunch of offensive rebounds. That's the thing. Right now, Carroll's getting held to one shot on their end. Sioux Center's getting a couple other shots on their end, so that's the big thing, too.
Yeah, Moeller right now with it, 9 points to lead Sioux Center. He's got 9 of their 20. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Carroll up 22-20. Tigers led at 1 point, 15-6. They were up by 9 twice during that first quarter, but a 6-0 run by Sioux Center cut it to 15-12 at the end of the first quarter. Carroll then pushed it back up to 6, getting up 22-16, but a 4-0 run right now for the Warriors has cut it to 22-20. Collison will bring it up, picked up by Heitbrink, over to Moore on the left side, top of the key. Peterson rubs off a screen, comes to the lane. Moore spins down the left side, scoop shot is up in good. Nice scoop that time from Jared Moore.
I think Randy drew up an ISO play for Moore. They tried to act like they were running off the screen to get some shooters open, but Moore was able to get the scoop layup.
Boone on the right side, defended by Collison. They'll cut Van Beek down through. They work it back over now to Heitbrink out high on the left side. He's got Landon Peterson on him. He'll come off his screen. He's got the three if he wants it. The shot is up and good.
Kind of an answer there and a silencer.
Yeah, that'll make it a one-point game, 24-23. They haven't tied it yet. They've been close. Peterson on the left side comes off his screen. Thought about stepping back for the three. Crandall now doesn't take it. Up top to Peterson, 20 on the shot clock. Crandall three up and good over Mulder, who was flaring out.
I thought at first Crandall was hesitant on the first shot. I'm happy he took it on the second time because he was open twice. And it seems like every time, Carroll needs a good defensive stop here. Every time they've answered, Sioux Center's had an answer.
27-23, Carroll under two to go. Van Beek over now to Hibma on the right side. Hibma inside to Moeller. They'll double team him, kick back out to Hibma. Up top to Boone. He's going to fire up a three. Long one off the rim, no good. Moore will clear his sixth rebound. Off to Collison. Collison's got the lane, drive through, finger will go, out the basket, and he draws some contact.
Like I said, kid, I figured Carroll would come on a run coming out of the timeout. I think the defense is going to pick up a little bit, and I like that now that Louie's out of the game and Jared's on Moeller, Jared giving up a couple more inches than Louie is, they help with the double team at that time when they get through the basketball down low to Moeller.
Boone picks up his second. He'll check out of the ballgame. Skideman will check back in. Collison at the free throw line. 68% on the season. Cannot complete the three-point play, though, and Hibma will come up with the rebound. Tigers up six again at 29-23. Hibma brings it up, gets it up to Skideman, over to the left side of Van Beek, lob into Moeller on the left block, working against Moore. Spins in the lane, jump hook up, rattle in and out, no good. Moore with another rebound. His seventh. Moore going to kick it ahead. He's got Schabel right side. Back to Moore looking to drive. Gets down to the near the block. Shot off the glass. Up and good. And Jared Moore taking over right now for the Tigers.
That's what I was just going to say. Jared Moore taking over.
31-23. Himmel will bring it back up. Gets it off now to Skideman. Skideman defended by Crandall. Right side top of the key. Looks to drive. Cut off. Picks up the dribble on the right wing. Skip pass almost stolen by Collison. Van Beek drives in. His layup is up no good. And we're going to get a block call going to go against Chase Schabel. And that is going to be number one on him.
I think the official down here was looking for the call. Yep. He looked at the other official, so I think the far side official ended up calling it a block call. It looked like the Carroll defender was there straight up.
Yeah, I thought Schabel did a really nice job on that one.
I think that's what Randy was trying to talk to, too, because I think the down official down here was looking for a call.
Van Meek just a 29% free throw shooter. That one up, no good. Sioux Center right now, 5 of 8, well above their average from the free throw line. Carroll right now just 2 of 7 from the free throw line. Second one on the way, and that one thuds home. When I say thuds home, it hits the back of the rim and just kind of drops down through. 31-24, 50 seconds to go, about 18 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Collison over to Schabel on the left side, down to Moore on the left wing. Moore gets it to the block, now into the lane, and we're going to get a travel on Jared Moore. I guess he slid the pivot foot when he came to a stop.
I don't know if they thought that when he was dribbling without the basketball, took too many steps. But I've seen that called quite a bit this year.
Yep. Hibma looking to work it up, now gets it off to Heitbrink. Still about 5 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Heitbrink coming off the screen up top by Moore, gets to the right elbow, pull up, jumper up in good. He's a good shooter when he gets a look.
Yeah, not a kid that needs a lot of space to get his shot off.
31-26, Carroll. Tigers can settle for the final shot here. Moore will work it up the right side of the floor. Hibman looking to pick him up. And nearly jump at the passing lane. Heitbrink with that. Let Collison open out of the corner. Peterson three up. No good. Rebound tipped out by Schabel, but into the hands of Hibman. Hibman will get it over. Heitbrink now is going to push it up. Got 3 seconds. They'll get across half court, fires up a three at the buzzer. It's no good. And we are through one half a play. Carroll Tigers up by 5, 31-26. We'll step a break. Take a break. Carroll outscoring Sioux Center 16-14 in that second quarter of play. We're back after this with our Mackey Motors halftime report.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped the local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com. Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry? Zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. 31-26, Carroll right now over Sioux Center at the half. The winner heads to the state basketball tournament. And again, the quarterfinals for Class 3A come up on Monday, a week from today. 10:30 in the morning, 12:15 in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3:45. Right now where Carroll's sitting, they would probably slot into that 12:15 game next Monday. So that is probably the game that Carroll will be in. We'll talk with Casey Miners, get his thoughts on the first half here in just a moment, as Carroll has led pretty much in through this entire first half of play. But we've got Mason Nealon again. He's tracking as many of the other sub-state games that are going on tonight. And, well, what are the scores?
Well, you make my job easier because you already do the halftime one for Carroll, but
yep.
Gilbert leading by 10 over North Polk, 33-23. I want to remind everyone for Substrate 3 between Waller Kath and Xavier, they're not going to play that game tonight. They will play it tomorrow.
Yep.
So then that is when all the 3A brackets will come out tomorrow.
The Waller
night here.
Girls are at the state tournament tonight. They didn't want to do that.
Confused me a little bit when they're tweeting out Waller this, Waller that, but, you know, I can kind of figure it out. But when you look at the rest of these ones here, Solon coming back and leading 17-16 at the half. I have a Ballard score here. 43-21 they lead at the halftime, and Storm Lake now with Jaden Kuhn, 39-13 here at the halftime break as well.
All right, so those are the updates. Thanks to Mason, the poor guy Thought he was going to have three straight nights off, but we've put him to work collecting scores. And, you know, I never let this guy have a moment of
hey,
peace.
If you love to do it, if you love this job, and the grind is fun.
He did get a chance to go to a movie last night. I just haven't asked him what her name was.
The movie or who he went with?
Either. Casey, what your thoughts here on this first half?
I thought Carroll had a really good first quarter. Yep. I know they outscored. I know you look at score-wise, they outscored Sioux Center in the second quarter, but it felt like that second quarter was kind of won by Sioux Center. Yep. Carroll had it up to a 9-point lead and everything like that. But I like the way Carroll ended the quarter.
Yep.
Randy called a timeout. I think they went on about a six or eight-point run there.
Yep.
And to get it back to, like, I think 7 points or 8 points was the largest lead they had it there in the second quarter. But I like the way Carroll ended the quarter. You got to respond on that coming back in the second half. And one thing I will note, just based off of, you know, who's Sioux Center's played. I've got a cousin that plays for Sheldon that sees Sioux Center all the time, and he told me that they're a second half team. That a lot of the times they have a pretty decent first half and the second half, and their coaching staff is really good at making adjustments. So we'll see what Carroll and what Sioux Center kind of teams up against each other coming in the second half.
Right, because Randy does a nice job with his staff of making first half adjustments. I will just say this, not that other guys haven't scored. Tassel had that little 5-0 spurt for him. You've had some other guys. But 18 of their 31 right now is two guys. They're going to need some other guys to step in and give them a little bit more scoring.
And that's what I was
going
to mention. I think that if you're Carroll, I think you try to find Trey Tassel open a little bit more in the second half. He hit a big three. I'm going to praise myself. I called it. I said Carroll needed a big shot. And if I'm looking for somebody, Trey hasn't got a shot off yet. They came down, knocked down a three, came off the screen and hit it. So Carroll's moved the basketball really well. And I think that the scoring will be a little bit, because they've had some good looks from three in the first half.
Yep.
Just didn't get a couple of them to go down.
Mason, you got another update?
So with the seeding right now, if Carroll were to advance and Pella were to advance, and everyone else in the top eight advances, they will play at State. Pella currently trails Keokuk 32-26 at the halftime break right now, with 16-16 after one. So depending on who wins everything tonight, it would be Pella Carroll with Clear Lake losing. But if Pella loses, Carroll may slide up to the four spot.
Yep, absolutely. So then they would take whoever slides into that five. We'll step away, take a break. Back with more of our Maggie Motors halftime report coming up. We'll have a look at some of our first half unofficial stats.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving. And now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Our Mackey Motors halftime report continues on here on Kick 106.7. Jeff Lankman and Casey Miners with you. Doug Waniger listening down in North Carolina. He's disappointed in both of us, you not knowing Van Herder and me for teasing him like I always do. Let's take a look. Sorry to hurt your soft feelings there, Doug. Let's take a look at our scoring here in the first half for Sioux Center. Zachary Van Beek with a 1, Parker Boone with 3, Tyler Moeller with a 9, and Braden Perez Heitbrick with 7. Ezra Hibma with 2, Austin Fink with 2, and MacArthur Skideman with 2. They were 6 of 9 from the free throw line for Carroll. Jake Jorgensen with an assist and 2 steals. Matt Collison 8 points to go with it, 2 assists and a steal. Jared Moore 12 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. Lawal Tharjian 3 points to go, 2 rebounds and 3 blocks. Trey Tassel 5 points and a rebound. Chase Schabel has got a rebound and a steal. And Talon Crandall with 3 points. Carroll, though, just 2 of 7 from the free throw line in the first half.
Another thing I think that hurt him in the first half, too, was the free throw shooting. Interesting to see how they do coming into the second half, what adjustments they made and everything like that. I think both teams are going to make pretty good second half adjustments.
Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors halftime report. 31-26, Carroll, Sioux Center with a basketball to start the second half. They work it up top to Van Beek. Now to Moeller on the left elbow. Moeller hands it off to Boone. Boone penetrates down the left side, goes up against, actually, nice pass. He flipped it around Tharjian that time to Moeller, who was standing under the basket for the easy two.
And it looked like Carroll made the adjustment and had a help that time when Louie switched off the defense, switched off to guard.
Moore to the free throw line, bounces it into Louie. That's going to be knocked away that time as Sandbolt able to get a fingertip on that one and knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll. A lot of people here tonight. We've got Jeff Storyhan and Connor Crabb, our photographer and video guy, both in the house here tonight. Jorgensen over to Collison on the right side. Collison off the screen. Over now to Moore. Jared driving in. Tough runner. It's up no good. Up high for the rebound that time was Moeller. Sioux Center, the Warriors have got a chance to tie it with a 3. Cut the lead to 1 with a 2. Coming off of the screen is Heitbrink. He'll hand it off to Moeller. Right back to Heitbrink. Penetrates over. Right elbow jumper up. No good. Louie tips the rebound out, but it's to Boone. Back to Heitbrink. Now over to Sandbolt. Over to the right side to Boone. Pump fake got around Collison. Up top to Van Beek. Over to the left side to Heitbrink. They'll get Moeller well outside of the block left side. Trying to work against Louie. Double team comes. Back off now to Heitbrink. To Boone up top. Shot clock at 16. Boone gets into the lane. Runner is blocked. That time by a Louie, his 4th block of the game. Tassel comes out of there with the loose basketball. His 2nd rebound. Kick pass. Moore open for 3. Left side up. No good. Rebound batted up into the air. Tassel coming down with another rebound. Putback is up. No good. He'll draw some contact and get to the free throw line.
Carroll might struggle from the free throw line, but that's one kid you want going to the free throw line is Tassel.
Yeah.
Carroll, to me, looks a little bit slower coming out of the second half a little bit. Like the way they're sharing the basketball.
Sandbolt just picks up his 3rd. For the Warriors, Tassel at the line, 84% on the season. And the first one off to the back of the rim, no good. That one's on you. Yep, that one's on you.
Should have knocked on wood, but we don't got no wood around here.
Yeah. Now I knock on my head sometimes when I have to do that. A 2nd free throw on the way. That one's up in good. 32-28 now Carroll. Heitbrink brings it up over to Sandbolt left side, penetrates down on the wing, up top to Boone, over to the right side to Van Beek, right side top of the key. They'll dribble it back over the left side. Collison with real good defense. Over now to Boone to Sandbolt. Sandbolt with it. Hands it off to Heitbrink. Heitbrink looking to work against Jorgensen. Crossover dribble gets down to the baseline. Double team comes, found his dribble, hands it off to Moeller. Moeller takes it in, stripped away, but a reach in foul going to go on Jared Moore. And that is number 2 on him.
I don't think Jared liked the call. Really good defensive possession by Carroll there, though.
Yep, I thought it looked like he got a lot of ball, but maybe a little bit of arm in there.
And like I said, the officials got a better look than we did, but that was a really good defensive possession by Carroll. Did a nice job of switching.
Maybe their best defensive possession since those first couple of possessions of the game. Inbounds pass to Sandbolt, up top to Boone. They've done a better job not giving up threes to him here in the half. Over to the corner on the right side to Van Beek. He'll bring it up on the wing. Down to Moeller in that right corner. Moeller looking for a cutter, nothing there. Now brings it up on the wing, hands it off to Van Beek. Van Beek a pick and roll to Moeller. Kick pass over the left side to Sandbolt. Up top to Boone. Boone, pump fake, now fires up the 3. That one is short, and the long rebound taken out of there by Moore, his 8th unofficially of the game.
Back-to-back good defensive possessions by Carroll.
Now making it really tough for Sioux Center to get some good shots. Tassel catches it right corner. Working against Van Beek, comes off his screen. He'll float one up in the lane. It's up no good. Rebound taken out of there by Moeller, off now to Sandbolt.
I think Tassel originally wanted to try to get it to Louis, roll into the basket, but it wasn't open.
Sandbolt to Heitbrink, his three on the way up and good. His second three, third of the ballgame for Sioux Center. Carroll's lead down to one again at 32-31. The Sioux Center crowd now getting to their feet, trying to get themselves a defensive stop. Moore with it on the right wing. Gets it off now to Tassel. Tassel, kick pass over to the left side to Jorgensen, and now Heitbrink jumps the passing lane. He's got the steal, and the layup on the other end's up and good. We're going to get a timeout called by Carroll. A little 5-0 spurt. And Sioux Center has their first lead of the game. We'll step away, take a break. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Casey Miners back here with you at Carroll, coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes feel, recover, and perform. Casey, a 5-0 run by Sioux Center gives them their first lead of the game.
5-1 run. Carroll only with 1 point offensively, coming from a free throw here through the first, you know, 3.5 minutes of this first, the second, third quarter, excuse me.
Jared Moore with it. Out to Collison outside on the right side. Down to Tassel, right corner, three up. Good!
He hit a big one when they needed it in the first half. Comes back in the second one. I mentioned you in the break. I thought they were leaving him more open. If Trey can knock down some shots, that'd be good for Carroll.
Second lead change of the game. Heitbrink now with it out top. Penetrates in right side. Gets it off to him, who checked in during the timeout. Gets into the lane. Sandbolt with it left side. Spinning against Peterson, gets to the rim and lays it up and in.
They had the smaller defender on him. Good job of backing him down.
35-35, believe it or not. That's our first tie here in the game. 4:10 to go, third quarter.
Well, Sioux Center just had their first lead, too.
Collison off now to Moore. Moore drives in over to Tassel. Same spot. Good! Trey Tassel with three threes here in the ballgame. Tigers back up three at 38-35. Shot inside. Moore. Moeller comes up with a rebound. He'll put it back up and in.
It was another offensive rebound and miss off a miss that led to points for Sioux Center.
The RGF sets check back in for Carroll. 38-37. Tigers with the lead. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Moore out high left side. Now off to Tassel. Right side, Collison. Collison back to Moore. Moore looking to drive, cut off by Sandboot, kicks it out over to the left corner. Now Crandall open for three up. Good!
Three huge threes for the Tigers coming out of a timeout. They get that lead right back to four, exactly what Carroll needed.
Yeah, hadn't really shot a lot of threes up to that point. Hadn't made a lot of threes up till that point. Moeller brings it down. Double team will come. Now splits the double team. Reverse layup. Good. Count the basket. And a whistle and a foul on Jared Moore, his third.
Moeller has been huge tonight for Sioux Center on the glass and getting to the basket using his height.
He's got 15 here in the ballgame. Nine of those in the first half. That'll cut that Carroll lead back down to two at 41-39.
He's got almost half their points.
Sargiath back in. Crandall will check out after just hitting that big three. Moeller at the line, a one of three tonight. Free throw on the way. It is up in good. And the lead for Carroll back down to one, 41-40. Collison will bring it up, gets it up near half court. We'll go under 3 minutes to go in the third. Back to Collison, open for three from Moore. It's a line drive, no good. Moeller will clear the rebound.
It looks like Collison rushed it a little bit.
Yep. Warriors have a chance to grab the lead back. Sandbolt thought about doing a bounce pass, but Heitbrink quit his cut to the basket. Skydeman gets it down to Moeller in the left corner. Moeller with it. Working against Sargiat. Double team comes to Hibma. Back up top now. Skydeman with it over to the left side. Sandbolt looking to drive on Moore. Gets down to the baseline. Sargiat tips the pass. It'll go out into the backcourt and out of bounds into the Carroll bench. It will be Warriors basketball, but only 8 on the shot clock.
I don't know why you don't try to track that down. You might save yourselves a couple seconds on the shot clock there, because now you got to almost go pretty much the length of the court.
They'll try to get it in. They find him at the half-court line. He gets it to Heidemann. Heidemann lost his balance. Another block for Sarjav. His fifth off now into the hands of Collison. Collison will bring it up to Tassel. Tassel, kick pass over to Moore, left side. Moore back over to Tassel. Corner three. Nope, doesn't take it. Drives in, draws some contact, and he's going to get to the free throw line. If that's on number 24, Sandbolt, that's going to be 4 on him. He was one of the guys that reached in. That's not going to be. It's going to be on Skidemann. And that'll be number 3 on Skidemann.
Trey's knocked down a couple threes here in the second half, so they've got to respect with the three-point line. Nice job of using the fake and dribbling to the basket.
Tassel 1-2 tonight at the free throw line, but 84% on the season. Trying to extend this Carroll lead back to 3, 41-40 right now. Free throw on the way up in good.
Trey's had a big second half. What's that, 8 points now for him here in the third
yeah,
quarter?
Yeah, he's got 13 in the game, so yeah, 8 here in the second quarter.
Our second half.
Second half, yeah.
I said second quarter, too.
Yeah. Another one coming up here for Tassel. It's on the way. It is up and good. That's going to make it 43-40. Heitbrink will walk it up across half court over to Van Beek on the left side. Back to Heitbrink. Heitbrink up top to Van Beek. Van Beek doesn't really want to shoot if they're really dropping off of him. Back over now to Heitbrink. He's going to drive in. Bounce pass underneath the Moeller. Moeller under the basket. Men lays it up and in.
I don't know how he got that one to go in. It looked like he was just kind of throwing it up and asking for a prayer.
No angle at the backboard. It just went straight up into the air and in. Landon Peterson for 3 up. No good. And the rebound to Sandbolt for the Warriors. They'll have a chance again here with a minute and a half to go in the third to take a lead.
Carroll's knocked down some threes here in the third quarter. Don't want to see him live by the three right now. They've always done a really good job of getting to the basket.
Right, break over to Van Beek on the right side. Van Beek picks up the dribble. Back up. He almost sold it by Peterson. Heitbrink drives in and left it a little too hard for Moeller off the fingertips. And the turnover will give it back over to the Tigers with a minute 17 to go.
That's one thing that Carroll, they're so aggressive defensively, sometimes jumps the passing lane too aggressive.
Yeah, that time got lucky not to give something up. Collison to bring it up. Heitbrink will wait for him. Kicks it to Moore, left side, top of the key, just inside the three-point line. Tassel will cut through. They find Collison, left side, 3 up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Sandbolt, over and out of Van Beek. Van Beek will bring it up. Peterson is really shading Heitbrink. Now over to Sandbolt. Sandbolt with it. The Tigers, have they dropped into a 2-3 here?
That's what they're set up like. It might have dropped into a 2-3.
Yep, they went into a 2-3 zone. They worked on it this week. Moeller with it down on the left baseline. Ball knocked away. He'll gather it back in. Gets it out to Heitbrink. Heitbrink drives in. And he travels with the basketball, trying to kick it to him. He's had a hard time keeping his balance tonight.
Yeah, you saw Carroll in the first half, too, on that end. Same thing kind of happened, too, a little bit. So I don't know if they're just at the slick court down there tonight or...
I know Randy was out here running the mop over it, drying it down before the game tonight. Or not drying it, I'm cleaning it.
Yep.
Collison will bring it up. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Carroll up 43-42. They led it 31-26 at halftime. Collison out high. Coming out to guard him is Heitbrink. 22 seconds now. Heitbrink trying to body up against Collison. Lost it. Maybe that was over and back, but... it hit the liner real close. Now inside to Sargioff. Off of him, it bounces out to Peterson. Runner-up in good for Landon Peterson.
You know, sometimes you can't make sense of what just happened. That play had no reason for a shot to go in.
Long three up, no good. Heitbrink comes down with a rebound. Put back, he is up, no good. And the third quarter will come to an end. Tigers lead is cut to 3, but they lead at 45-42. That time, Sioux Center outscoring Carroll 16-14 in the third quarter. We'll step away, take a break. The fourth quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Student section's having a little chant battle at the end of the third quarter.
That's what was going on.
Yep.
I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Yeah. 45-42 Carroll with the lead here. And Mason, or Casey, sorry, you were saying during the free there that, you know, Carroll's had some answers every time Sioux Center's really went on a run.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Carroll can get an answer. I think start the fourth quarter here is going to be huge, how they start the fourth quarter
for
Carroll. Yeah,
this first 2-3 minutes of this quarter, Tassel with it out high right side, now to Collison. Collison thought about the three, doesn't take it, over to Moore. Moore working against Hibma. They'll go inside to Thargess, spins against Moeller, and we're going to get a travel on Thargess.
I thought Rui might have had him leaning a little bit when he did his first shot fake, but instead stopped and tried to go under. If Rui goes up, he might even be able to be at the line for two free throws right now.
Yeah, it was a good thought.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yep. Height rink with it. Hibma will pop out high. Carroll sitting in that 2-3 zone. They work it to Boone. Boone off the screen. Now over to height rink out high left side. They'll work it over towards the right side. Picks up the dribble. Now over to Sandbolt. Sandbolt with it, looking to drive. Ball knocked away that time by Collison, and a reach-in foul on Sandbolt.
Yeah.
And that's going to be number four on him.
Sandbolt had his hands up like, what did I do? But he reached in as soon as Collison grabbed the basketball.
One quick one here on the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. Carroll had three steals early. They've now got six in the game.
Yeah, that's the part that I think that Carroll this season has done a really good job of jumping passing lanes. You haven't seen that tonight so far.
Collison out high left side, comes off the screen by Thargiath, gets to the free throw line, over to Jorgensen right side, pass up top, stolen away by Heitbrink. He'll drive down, lets Jorgensen fly by and lays it up and in. Heitbrink now with 16, 7 in each half, or 14, excuse me, 7 in each half. It's 45-44. Collison will bring it up, 6:45 left in this one. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the post game. I just know it's not two people. It's not Jeff Hondel and it's not Doug Waniger. Jared Moore with it. I don't even know if it's going to be Nealon tonight. Castle penetrating in. It's up and good.
Now he has had an answer for every time Carroll has needed a basket tonight.
A guy that has had a little struggles offensively here is late stepping up huge tonight. That's what very talented seniors do. Heitbrink working against Jorgensen. Gets it off to Hibman. Left side now to Sandbolt. Sandbolt in the lane. Kick pass over. Heidemann's three up, no good, and Thargiath with the rebound, his third of the ballgame, off to Moore, now to Collison.
Carroll's played pretty good defense that switched into that 2-3 zone. Not saying that their man-to-man was struggling, but it seems to slow down Sioux Center a little bit.
Collison now to Moore, going to attack the rim, it's up and good. Jared Moore hadn't scored much in the second half, but got one there. It's 49-44, Carroll.
Carroll's on the run we thought they needed to have, they just got to play tight defense.
Heitbrink with it, right side, top of the key. Now gets it to him at the free throw line. Him spins, dumps it inside to Moeller. Knocked away that time by Moore, but off of Jared Moore and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors.
Sioux Center's a good enough team that they're going to have an answer, I still think, yet here in this fourth quarter. Where's that going to be at? Carroll needs another answer. I think they're doing a really good job right now. Just need to keep up the intensity of the rest of the game.
Heitbrink looks really tired out there because he has had to work really hard against this defense for Carroll to get anything. He'll inbound on the baseline, lobs it up. Hibma catches it out near the scorer's table. Now over to Skydeman. Skydeman back over to Boone. Boone gets to the free throw line. Stumbles. Gets it underneath to Hibma. He's in a lot of trouble. Back out to Boone. Boone going to fire up a three from the corner up in good. That was a nice fake pass.
Yeah, that was a good shot. Can't fault the kid for making a nice play.
Timeout on the floor. 49-47. Carroll with the lead. 5:23 to go. We're back in 30 here on Kick 106.7.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Lankford and Casey Miners with you here tonight. Carroll Tigers looking to punch their ticket to the State Boys Basketball Tournament here tonight. So they're up 49-47. They play Monday next week down at Casey's Center. I keep wanting to call it the well. Yep. I wish they could still name it just the nickname, the well, because it just fit.
Yeah.
Collison with it, works it out on the right wing, over now to Tassel. Tassel's been huge here in the second half. Now over to Moore out high on the left wing. Moore looking to drive, comes off a screen by Thargias, shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Moore, got it clean with the ball, the body.
You see a lot of kids, it's when they go for those blocks, they're like, well, I got all ball, well, it's the lower body that counts too. He wasn't quite straight up.
Huge crowd, the student section all the way to the back row.
I have not seen it that full in a really long time.
I haven't either. I will say this. I was really disappointed in the Carroll crowd in the last round.
Yeah.
Like, really disappointed in the number of people that were here. They've stepped up tonight. They have got a really nice crowd here tonight. Moore at the line, one of two tonight. Make that two of three. And the lead is back to three at 50-47. Tigers jumped out early by nine, got up 13-4 and 15-6. Since then, Sioux Center, Casey, has kind of maybe outplayed them just a little bit.
But
Carroll's held them off.
Carroll's had answers. I think that's the big thing tonight is Carroll's had answers, made big shots when they need it. That's a 5 second.
They get it in the height.
Are they
going to
call it?
What do we call
it?
We're going to get a whistle on a foul in the backcourt.
That might have been a 5 second. Sorry to interrupt you, Jeff.
No,
I thought that
good.
Was a 5 second there.
Yeah, I think it was in within about a half a second.
Yeah.
Peterson going to pick up his first against the Tigers here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they'll go back into that full court press.
Yeah, okay. Boone's going to bring it up. Peterson is face guarding height rank right now and just running everywhere with him. Boone going to drive in, knocked away from behind by Collison. It's going to be out of bounds, and they're going to say it stays with the Warriors. And you always know both crowds are always going to want every call to go their way.
I didn't see who the last touched, but there were like two center defenders when the ball was rolling towards the baseline.
Heitbrink again to inbound on the baseline. Gets it to Moeller on the left side. Up top now to Skydeman. Over to Boone. Can't handle it. Collison will come up with it. Collison off now to Moore. 4:45 to go here. They'll get it over to Collison out near the scores table, and Randy wants to run a little clock here. He wants to just slow things down and be patient.
Yeah, he can't run his normal Carolina plays like he used to with the shot clock now, but, you know, Randy's going to take as much of this clock as he can.
Jared Moore drives in over to Tassel. You want to limit the amount of possessions. Tassel, nice crossover dribble. Gets to the baseline, caught off near the lane, and we're going to get a timeout called by Carroll.
And
the Tigers will have two timeouts remaining. Sioux Center with three. We'll step away, take a break. Mac with more basketball coverage here on Kick 106.7. Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes. Fifty-one 47, Jeff Lankman, Casey Miners with here. Tigers again back up a four. They have the basketball with a chance here to extend it. And they've got 9 seconds on the shot clock, Casey.
Tigers need to get something in on the inbound play.
They tried to get it to Louis. They'll get it to Moore just inside the free throw line. Spins right now, comes back left, leaves it off for Louis. Double clutch, and it's going to fall.
Yeah, that was a really good play by Carroll coming out of the timeout.
Thargias just his second bucket here tonight. 53-47 now in favor of Carroll. Heideman with it. Comes off the screen. Back over to the left corner. Skydeman's three. It's up, no good. Hitma tries to save it, but steps on the baseline. And it will be Carroll basketball. And you can sense the crowd getting in behind Carroll. It's kind of energized them a little bit.
I think this is the best quarter that Carroll's played since the first quarter. They've done a really nice job here in the quarter.
We mentioned all the other schools. Mason Kasselbauer and some of the Audubon Wheelers in the house tonight as well.
Yeah, like I said, All of our area schools being so close together, all the kids know each other.
Tasso will bring it up. Works it over now to Collison out in the half-court circle. Tigers can take him out 15 or so off of the shot clock here before they'll have to go to work. Collison defended out there by Heitbrink. Heitbrink over to the left side. Trying to force Collison that direction. Now to Moore, left elbow, drives in the lane, fadeaway, jumper up, good.
That's a big shot and a really nice move by Jared to get the two-point basket.
He's got 18. We're going to get a foul on Peterson in the backcourt.
Yep. Sue Center not happy. Nobody was down helping him try to get the basketball up with Landon Peterson playing tight defense. And Carroll's got great defenders, but Landon off the bench might be their best defender. He's one of their quickest guards. So I like having the defensive switch here late in the game, having him on their best player.
Heitbrink's telling his teammates, hey, guys, you're leaving me down here with a guy face guarding me. They can't get the ball inbounds. So now Boone going to bring it up. 3:15 to go here in the game. 8-point lead for Carroll. Boone drives in. Him a corner three. That one's going to be long. And the rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Moore. And it will be Warriors basketball with 3:08 remaining.
Carroll's turned up the defensive intensity here in this fourth quarter, Jeff, I really think.
Yeah, absolutely. Carroll trying to punch their ticket down to the well. Them and Kemper both. Kemper already down there. We'll have coverage of Kemper and Carroll if they get down there. And nice catch on the sideline. The Boone's foot split over the sideline. He's going to be out of bounds.
I don't know if the official is going to call it right away, but all the fans right there pointed at his foot as soon as it hit the baseline.
Yeah, I think it took a moment for the official to go, did he just do that?
Well, I think it looked like it was Tyler Tassel and Lisa Moore standing there.
Castle will bring it up. Trey gets it off now to Peterson. Tigers again bring it out near the scores table. Off to Collison. Collison will spin. Penetrates down. Little scoop shot. It's long, and Moeller will come down with a rebound. Moeller will get it over to Hibma. Does Sioux Center have a run left in him? Can Carroll hold him off? That's the question. Hibma nearly with a push-off over to Sandbolt to Fink. Fink will drive to the elbow, picks it up, dumps it underneath the Moeller, pump fake, goes in for the reverse layup and lays it up and in.
Moeller's been quiet for him here in the fourth quarter. Carroll's done a nice job defensively. I think that's kind of why they switched to that 2-3 zone, and it's really worked.
55-49. He's now got 20 here in the game. Moore drives to the elbow, bounce pass up. Yep, that could have been stolen.
Yeah.
If Brink would have been paying attention, he could have picked that one off.
Jeff, I don't think tonight Heitbrink sat.
I don't think so either.
He's played the whole game tonight.
Yep, and he looks a little bit tired. Moore drives in off. Now to third. Jan shot partially blocked. Moeller will come down with a rebound off to Heitbrink. Heitbrink's got Peterson right there with him immediately. Peterson will defend. Heitbrink gets around him, drives in off to Moeller. Back out to Sandbolt. Sandbolt's going to drive in, goes up. Thargiath with the block. Moore with the rebound.
Thargiath, foul.
Yep, and I've got Thargiath with 6 blocks tonight. He hasn't had a lot of other success, but Sandbolt just fouls onto the ballgame. He's going to foul out with 2 points.
Jared Morris took a beating tonight. I don't know how many times that kid has hit the floor off of a hard foul or something like that, but I got to give him credit for playing really hard tonight and really physical.
Looks like Kelly Derner's going to have to drive to Des Moines. Minute 45 to go. Tigers up by 6. Landon Peterson over to Tassel. Tassel defended out there by Hibman near the half-court line near the scorer's table. We'll bring it up. Now backs it out near the half-court circle. Again, looks to drive. Kick pass over to Thargiath. His layup's up and good.
That's a good job of him running the baseline, and they found him open. Puts it in an 8-point lead now.
Heitbrink's long three, no good. Tassel with the rebound. Ball knocked away. It's loose. Heitbrink comes up with it. Attacks against Thargiath. Now kicks it out on the right wing. 3 on the way from Fink. Up good.
Keeps the game in reach for a little
bit.
That was a big three from Sioux Center.
Yeah, we got a timeout on the floor. Carroll up here, 57-52, minute 13 remaining. We're back right after this on Kick 106.7.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2222. 2141, Halber Enterprises and Sioux Cup Manufacturing, built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
Tigers making that announcement that after the game ends, the fans aren't supposed to run the floor.
Yeah.
Because you got to allow the teams to get off of the floor, but that never happened.
It never happened. We'll see. They'll try to limit it as much as they can, but you get it, though. Folks, the fan base is going to come out victorious. Is going to be excited.
Tassel trying to break the pressure, fouled by Heitbrink in the backcourt. That'll be his first. That is going to be number four on Sioux Center, so one more before Carroll shoots free throws.
I really don't know if Sioux Center's at that point yet in the game where they need
it. I think I would, just to extend it.
I'd almost let him get one more defensive stop, and if Carroll gets the basket, then you got a foul.
Get it into the backcourt. They'll bounce it ahead. Off now to Moore. Moore with it over to Tassel. Tassel with it, and there's the foul. That's going to go on Fink. That's number two on him. I'm not saying you're wrong. My only thing is Carroll burns 30 seconds. All of a sudden, you're down to about 35 seconds left.
I agree 100%. Yep. Not the guy you wanted to foul going to the line.
Nope. But Carroll did a nice job getting it to him.
Yep.
Tassel at the line, 3 of 4 tonight, 84% on the season. Brian Tigges up talking right now with head coach Randy Beeson. Free throw off of the back of the rim, no good.
Those two do such a great job preparing Carroll for every opponent.
Yep.
You know, Carroll, in all three rounds, Gobley got the team they weren't expecting to play.
Skideman will check out. Boone back onto the floor for his offense. Second free throw from Tassel up, good. And that at least makes it a six-point ballgame. If he'd have made both there, it would have been a three-possession ballgame. Heitbrink will bring it up. Gets it across half court. Looks to attack. Now step back three. It's up in good. Tough shot over Thargia. And it's a one-possession ball game at 58-55. They try to come up with a steal. Moore will bring it across half court over to Peterson. Peterson back to Tassel, who had to make a nice catch.
But they don't have to foul now with it being a three-point game.
Tassel looking to work. Back out now to Collison. There's about 13 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Ball Heitbrink knocks it away from Tassel, who's able to pick it up. 12 on the shot clock. He'll drive in, and the ball is stolen away by Boone. Tassel that time wanted to get it over to Thargias, but the pass was taken away. He lost it. Heitbrink will bring it up. We're going to get a timeout called by Sioux Center. They'll have one remaining. We're going to step away back in 30 seconds here on Kick 106.7. Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best.
Jeff Blankman and Casey Miners back here. Let's reset the game. Right now, Sioux Center with five fouls. So the next one on them, Carroll goes to the free throw line. Carroll, they've got two fouls to give.
Yep.
They've just got two fouls here. They can use those up 58-55, 14.6 seconds remaining. One timeout for Sioux Center, two for Carroll, and the possession arrow does favor Sioux Center.
And I wonder if Carroll will use those timeouts, those fouls.
I would.
Things that they have them. I would use them too, because you can run some time off the clock, and it kind of forces Sioux Center away to maybe change up what they're going to do.
And you and I differ. You think that the Sioux Center can hold for the final shot. I say you score as quick as you can. You get a quick two. You try to get a steal.
Yeah.
If you can't, you get the foul.
They'll inbound over in front of what's a small section of their adult fans right next to the Carroll fans over there. Looks like Gabby Hundling in the crowd as well. They'll get it to Heitbrink in the backcourt. Heitbrink, they're going to run him off of a screen. Peterson will defend, and there's one of those fouls that Carroll can give as Peterson picks up his third.
And if I'm Carroll, you know this ball's going to one person. It's going to Heitbrink.
Yep. I deny him as best as possible. And Peterson is good at doing that. Boone is the other guy that I wouldn't let get a shot off here. Fink will inbound over on the side right in front of his bench. They get it to Heitbrink in the backcourt. Heitbrink again working against Peterson. Peterson almost knocks it away. Louis knocks it away. That's going to go into the stands. And it's going to be 4.1 seconds. Now I definitely use that other foul to give Forsyth to inbound it again.
We're going
to
get a timeout on the floor.
Yep. So right now, Carroll in a perfect position up three, Casey, because I let them get in as soon as they catch, I foul, force them to inbound it again. Then you try to force them to inbound into the backcourt.
What I think, too, is important, though, you can't, on the inbounds play, you can't have them inbound underneath the basket, because I think they're going to get a better look if they inbound underneath the basket than they will on the side baseline.
So they're going to be over on the far side is where they'll have to inbound that. The other thing you can't do if you want to use that fourth foul, don't let them get into the act of shooting, because then it could be a three-point shot. You put them to the free throw line.
And if Sioux Center's on the other end, Carroll, you probably know the inbounds pass might go to Heitbrink. If I'm Heitbrink, I'm looking to get as quick of a shot off as I can, knowing that foul is coming.
I almost wonder if they use him as the inbounder to try and get it into somebody and then cut him
quickly
coming
get
back
it to him.
Inbounds.
Yep.
The only thing is, if I'm Landon Peterson, I'm being told by Coach Beeson, I don't care where the ball goes, you're staring at him wherever he goes, you follow it.
If I'm Carroll, I force somebody else to make the shot. Because at this point with 4.1, it's got to be a three.
Yep. I don't let Heitbrink or Boone get that shot off. Boone right now has got two threes, Heitbrink with three, and then Fink made one earlier. I wouldn't worry as much about him, the two guys I'd focus on. They are going to inbound over there again with Fink. He'll be the inbounder. Boone runs the baseline. They had him. They lob it up to Moeller, who tips it up top. Fink's going to catch, fires one from half court. It is up. It hits the rafters. No good. And Carroll is off the state with a 58-55 victory here tonight. And Casey, I got to say it. I'm not a coach, and their coach is much better than me. He's won state trip after state trip. I don't understand that final play.
Yeah, I don't lob it. I don't lob it down low.
I don't lob it down low down my three. I just don't understand. Maybe they were hoping to kick up top, but that's a really tough pass to make in that situation. And Boone was wide open in the corner.
Yeah, I don't know if the pass was off for Moeller a little bit, and they were trying to get Moeller, and then a quick pass over to Boone or somebody. But
if you saw, if you can watch the replay of the film, Boone broke to the corner right away. Yep. Nobody went with him. He could have caught and shot with nobody in his face. So a misplayed last play here, I think, for Sioux Center. But the Gil Tigers did what they needed to do defensively.
They did a really good job defensively, especially this fourth quarter. I thought, outside of the first quarter, I think Sioux Center had their number a little bit.
Yep.
But the fourth quarter, they were fantastic defensively, and it showed.
Answer after answer after
answer.
Every time the Warriors made a run, Carroll found a way. They only trailed once. 33-32, Trey Castle hit the three, put them back up 35-33.
Yeah.
Never trailed again. We were tied at 35, but never trailed again. Big win for the Carroll Tigers tonight. Carroll heads to the state tournament. They will play on Monday of next week. We'll let you know. Pairings will not be out till tomorrow night, so we won't know who Carroll will play right away. But, of course, we'll have the Carroll game for you on Kick 106.7 as both city teams, Carroll and Kemper, headed to the state tournament.
To
absolutely. Outstanding for the Carroll community and outstanding for Carroll County. Wish really like heck the Coon Rapids Bears could have joined them. That was an amazing, amazing basketball team. We'll step away. We've got our Mackey Motors tailgate next right here on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Mackey Motors tailgate here on Kick 106.7. Carroll Tigers heading to the State Boys Basketball Tournament with a 58-55 victory tonight over Sioux Center, Jeff Leip and Casey Miners. We've got Mason Nealon back on the headset. Mason, both you guys Carroll grad, so this has got to feel pretty good, special for both of you.
It does. Yeah. It feels pretty good, I think. Especially, you like it even more for the kids and the coaches.
Yep.
You know, more than anything. I think getting to do the job that we get to do that, I grew up a Carroll grad, but I feel it even more for the coaches and Randy because, yep, you know, such great people get, you know, really good deserving honor.
Absolutely. And Mason, for you, you've been following the other games. What's the latest updates in the 3A substates that we're playing tonight?
Solon took down Central DeWitt 49-44, so they're heading to the state tournament for the first time since 2016. Pella won against Keokuk, so more than likely if everyone wins like they're supposed to, Pella Carroll will be the opening round. ADM blew out Nevada by 30, 73-43. Ballard's on their way to a victory, and Storm Lake beat Sidron Buff Luton 66-53. So all of the top five projected seeds have won or at least are on their way to winning to go to the state tournament.
And if it ends up being Carroll against Pella, that's interesting to the team that's leaving the Raccoon River Conference is opening up potentially, if it happens, against the team that's coming in to the Raccoon River Conference. So what a fun matchup that should be. Casey, of course, we'll talk with Randy Beeson and some of the guys up here for post-game interviews, but your thoughts on this one here tonight?
I thought it was a really good game, and I think Sioux Center came in with a really good game plan tonight. I knew you knew Carroll was going to play really tough defense, and I thought what kind of separated this game was when Carroll needed baskets the most in that third quarter, they came down and knocked three straight three-pointers that really gave Carroll, I think, a chance to win this game tonight.
We've got Matt Collison up here, and we're going to go ahead and get him on the headsets. And Matt, congratulations. Has it even remotely come close to setting in yet as all these people are crowding you down on the floor?
No, not at all. It still feels like it's fake.
What was the difference tonight?
You know, we came out aggressive, but, you know, they stood strong from the start. You know, they didn't back down. But we kept with it the whole game. We didn't give up. So that's what the whole thing was about.
How good was your defense, do you think, tonight as a team?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously I think we could have did a little better. But we held them to a lot, or to not a lot. We just didn't really score as much as we wanted to. But defense won us the game for sure.
What was what were they doing defensively that maybe slowed you guys down offensively a little bit?
You know, in film, we didn't see them being very aggressive. The last game against MLC, we saw it, but we didn't know if that's really who they were or not. They did come out aggressive, but I think we handled it well enough.
I talked to you before the game. You were sitting out in the hallway just kind of relaxing, getting ready. You said you guys worked on the 2-3. You went into it eventually there in the second half. How do you think that change helped you guys?
Yeah, I thought it helped a lot. I mean, maybe some of us were a little gassed too, so sitting in the zone helps you, you know, contain some energy for offense, but I definitely think the 2-3 shocked them a little bit, and it worked perfectly.
You talk about the energy. This place was a buzz before the game. What did that help you guys, and how much did it help with that energy level for you guys early in the game?
Yeah, it's crazy. It means everything. I mean, we showed up, and there was already kids sitting in the student section. It was packed by the time we even got out for the first warm-up session. And it definitely brings energy. It gets the guys going, gets your adrenaline going. It helps for sure.
You're headed to state. I know it hasn't sunk in yet, but you've put a lot of work to get here. So how fulfilling is that to accomplish at least that part of this goal?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, that's what we were working for all year. But we know there's still more to go. We're trying to go down to state and make a mark, not just this. So we're ready.
I tell you what, great job out here and all season long. And tonight, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
You bet, Matt Collison. We've got Jared Moore over here. We're going to get Jared on the headsets with us. And Jared, congratulations. You were aggressive tonight, as you always were, trying to get the ball to the hole. Also, of course, shooting some of those three. Where did you feel more comfortably offensively tonight?
I felt more comfortable just moving the ball. We knew that if we moved the ball, we'd get more open shots. One of my most comfortable shots when we moved the ball, I had to open three. And that was probably the most comfortable because I had time to breathe and really just shoot the shot. But most comfortable, I'd say, driving to the hoop, trying to get people open or just take a contested lay, maybe draw a foul.
How tough was their man-to-man tonight, and how did you guys adapt to it, and where did you find the areas you felt you could attack consistently?
Based on the film we watched, they came out a little more physical than what they're used to. But after the first couple minutes, we realized that, yeah, hey, we played these teams before. We played a tough man. And we know how to get open shots, know how to get people moving, get like points on the board.
How much do you think that play in the Raccoon River Conference all season gets you ready for a game like this?
Oh, it's really nice because now, that if you think about it, we have half the Raccoon River team is going to the state tournament.
Yep.
So just playing those hard teams, we just like, it's not nothing new for us. We know this kind of environment. We know how physical we have to play. We know how we have to play together.
The Moeller kid was going to give you guys some problems with his size rebounding-wise inside. You got in there and battled really well. I had you on officially 9 rebounds tonight. So talk about what the physicality was like and how you were able to have some success inside.
Yeah, it's hard playing against someone tall. It's nice being able to practice against Louie, knowing how to finish above him and just realize, like, get us comfortable with all these tall guys. So we know it's like, oh, just playing against Louie is just like playing against these all the tall guys, but I'd say he came out more physical than we thought he would. I think he had double, maybe almost triple his average, so he played a good game tonight.
What was the difference for you guys? What do you think allowed you to pick up a 3-point win here tonight at home?
I think we really came together. We threw a couple things at home. We were switching on screens, otherwise, or we were like hedging them, and then we threw a 2-3 zone at them for a while. That worked really well. We got, I think, like 3 or 4 stops of that, so just keeping them on their toes, not knowing what we're going to do next, really helped us out.
Well, I tell you what, what's this feeling like to have all the kids and the fans rushing the floor for you?
I don't even know. It's something. It's really fun. I didn't want to think about it too much because we tried to get through the game first. Don't think ahead too much because if it don't happen, it's going to be even worse. But, yeah, in the moment, it's really fun.
Enjoy cutting that net down tonight.
Yeah, that too. That's going to be fun. That'll be the first time for me.
Absolutely. Enjoy it, man. Appreciate you. Congratulations. Jared Moore joining us. We got Lou Altharjaff getting set to join us on the headsets here as well. And Louie, for you, you knew it was going to be a battle with a Moeller here tonight. How did you feel like it went?
It was definitely tougher than I expected, if I'm being honest. Maybe a few missed calls, but that's not something I'm worried about. At the end of the day, we're just worried about getting the win, and that's what happened.
You didn't score a lot until late. Take me through what you started to see when you started cutting on that baseline and getting yourself free on the baseline to be able to get to the rim.
You know, I just saw that little opening, so I had to take it. You know, backing myself down with 6-8, it wasn't working, so I had to find other ways to score.
How did you kind of figure that out? Was that something that you saw or something that the coaches brought up to you to start a little further out on the baseline?
It was actually more of a teammate thing. My teammates pointed it out during a timeout. I don't remember when specifically, but they just pointed it out, back door, something, and it worked out.
You still made such an impact defensively. I had you unofficially six blocks tonight. What were you seeing out there defensively, and how did you adjust to what they were trying to do?
You know, I'm really just trying to help off all my teammates, make sure they don't get to the basket. They have a really good point guard who could find their center, stuff like that. I don't know. I just try to be a really good rim protector.
For you to make it to state with this group of guys, what's this feeling mean for you?
Oh, it's something I've been dreaming about since my freshman year. I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen. It was just a matter of time.
So the last time I got a chance to talk to you up here, you told me that all you did in the offseason was homework and gym. Homework and gym, that certainly paid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
Definitely.
Have a certain part of the net you want to trim off tonight to be able to take home with you?
Definitely.
Which part of the net you looking to take home?
Bottom part.
Bottom part.
I got my finger stuck in trying to block a shot.
How's the hand? It looked like that hurt early on.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, great job out here all season long. Great job tonight. Appreciate you joining us. You bet. We're going to get Tyler Tassel on the headsets here, and we'll get a chance to chat with him. And then we've got Coach Beeson joining us here as well. So Tyler switching over now to the headset. And Tyler, congratulations. To tell you what, you hit some huge shots there in the second half. It's been a little bit of a struggle of late for you. So
yep.
How good was it to get that first one in the first half?
It felt great, especially when, you know, when you make your first shot in the game. I mean, your rhythm's good, and you already settled into the game. You're comfortable, and you're ready to keep making more shots. So,
did Randy call some things for you there in the second half, or did those shots just kind of come as part of the offense tonight?
He didn't really call it, but I was like, we were looking for like driving to the basket first,
yep.
And then my teammates created for me and kicked it out to the corner, and I was open. So,
which corner do you like better, the one on the far side from where we're at, or the one down here right in front of us? So you hit a couple of big threes in the second half.
Definitely down right here by the
the one right down by the
yeah.
bench.
Yeah.
What's it like to hit that three with your bench right behind your back?
It's amazing. I mean, you can't really hear anything, but
you don't hear them yelling
yeah.
at you.
Boy, all you hear is screaming. You don't hear nothing else. That's all. And I'm just trying to get back on defense. And
was it hard to communicate tonight with as loud as this place was all night?
Yeah, I was screaming, and my teammates were still like not able to hear me, and I couldn't hear most of the plays being called unless I was like 10 feet away from them. So,
how did you try to adapt to that?
They just kept screaming it. I was trying to read their lips when they're saying the plays, and I would look at Beeson too for the plays, and yeah.
Came up big at the free throw line. That's something I have a feeling you work a lot at, 84% on the season. So late in games and tight games like that, what goes through your mind as you're stepping up to the line?
I'm going to make it. I don't try to overthink it. I just think the ball is going to go in every time. So,
what's it mean for you with all the work you've put into this sport to get to the state tournament here?
It means everything. It was definitely one of my goals for the season. Obviously, I still want to make a run during state, but this is a really big goal of mine. So,
well, I tell you what, great job out here tonight. Appreciate you joining us. We'll see you in Des Moines.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Trey Tassel again joining us. We've got head coach Randy Beeson set to join us, and then we'll get to KC back on the headsets and get some final thoughts from him. But, Randy, I know it's hard sometimes to be able to get all you guys up here, so I appreciate it when you got 1,000 people down on the court trying to celebrate with you, but that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, Jeff.
I imagine.
Proud
this
of
is tough.
Yeah, it's, you know, back and forth all the way, and all of a sudden they made some shots. We're struggling to score. We couldn't stop the big guy underneath.
Yep.
Give our guys credit. We went to a 2-3 zone, which we practice a little bit.
Yep.
Not a ton. We haven't ran a ton of it, but it did enough to slow them down a little bit.
Yep.
And we didn't rebound out of it, which happens, but give our guys credit. They battled back. They got some stops down the stretch. What did we get it to? 8 points there?
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
Lucky you did, right?
I felt really good at 8 points. I'm like, hey, this is our game. We're going to finish it the right way. And, you know, they fouled Trey, went to the free throw line. I think he went 1-for-2. But give our guys credit. A couple turnovers in there, a couple bad shots in the Carolina stuff. But give our guys credit for finding a way.
Yeah.
To pull off the win.
Yeah, we kept saying it all broadcasted, and KC kind of started it. Every time they made a run, after you got up by 11 or 9 there in the first quarter, you had an answer. The one time you gave up the lead, but then Trey Tassel gave it right back on the very next possession with a three. They tied you after that just the one time, but you never gave the lead back up. So every time they made a charge, you guys seemed to find some way to get an answer, and a lot of times it was a different guy stepping up.
Yeah, Trey was really good tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of him, right? Like,
yeah,
he struggled the last couple games, and he's a really good shooter and has struggled to shoot it.
Yep.
And we just keep telling him, hey, confidence, we'll get it done. You'll make shots. So really good to see him make some outside shots. And then he attacked the basket and scored,
yep,
around the basket. He won't be happy about his free throws, but he made enough. So he played well. Talon came in, hit a big three.
Hit a big three.
You know, so the big guy's trying to guard him. We did a good job. Jared was spectacular again with 18 points. And passed it well and defended well. So you're right. You can't say enough about all our guys. Louis ended up 5 blocks. Hopefully he had 10 rebounds. That's always his goal. But
I only had him for 3 tonight.
Gee, well,
so,
there we,
yep,
go. That's,
yep,
why I was yelling at him. But anyway, really good job by all, yep, those guys of finding a way to win a tough game. And even though it's at home, you know, a sub-state game's never going to be easy. So proud of our guys for battling back.
And, Coach, to see Trey get that first one to go, that was huge. And then the defense, you guys really needed to control the height bring kid. Yeah, he finished up with 17. But I thought he looked tired already in the third quarter. He was putting the hands on the knees when he was after inbound the ball. You started with Jake Jorgensen, and then Matt Collison saw him some. You put Landon Peterson, who was chasing him everywhere tonight. So I thought a really good defensive effort against him tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Jake was really good. And I loved right from the start. He was in his grill and getting some deflections.
Yep.
I think that set the tone right away early. You know, then he made a couple shots. He's super quick, too.
Yep.
I mean, we had,
yes,
a tough time of keeping him in front. And I'm yelling at those guys, hey, you got to keep him in front. And they're looking at me like, dude, I'm trying. He's really fast. So they took advantage of getting to the paint, passing it to Moeller underneath the basket. He got some easy ones there. And then in the third quarter, we couldn't guard Moeller. So
I thought you made some nice adjustments. What did you do? Because it seemed Louis always comes to help, which I think he's his job to come help. But it didn't seem like the other rotation was coming in to cover Moeller a lot there. And then you guys started to at least get some pressure on him down at the rim. So what was that conversation?
The hard part is Boone's on the backside, and he's a really good
three-point shooter.
So we were staying attached to him and giving up layups. And we said, hey, you have to be on that backside regardless.
Yep.
If we give up a three, we give up a three. So we did a better job of rotation on the backside. But, you know, they got a lot of 50-50 balls and offensive rebounds. I don't know if it was the start of the fourth or the third quarter. Luckily, we hit some shots in the third quarter, but,
yep,
we didn't play much defense. But we found a way to get enough stops down the stretch. I was trying to call a timeout there on that last out-of-bounds play. I wanted to see what they were set up in, and I'm glad I did, and I'm glad it all worked out.
Someone got
a couple deflections. And
I'm glad they didn't see Boone. He cut to the right corner and was completely wide open. I don't know if you caught that or not, but he was in the corner with nobody around him. So
I'm just glad we got a deflection,
yes,
right? We,
yes,
we deflected it, and the time ran out, and that last shot, I thought there was no way I was going in. So just proud of these guys and the effort all year long and find a way to win.
And if I've heard correctly, is it 4 already from the Raccoon end? Did 4 get in?
Yes, I believe so. So Gilbert knocked off or beat North Polk, and then ADM and Ballard.
Ballard
and
you.
Yeah.
So what's that say about this conference?
Every game's a tough one, right? And I think it prepared us for games like this in the last couple of games. So, yeah, it was really, really fun.
Go celebrate with the guys. Congratulations,
Thank
Randy.
Thank Head you. Coach, appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Head Coach Randy Beeson again with the Carroll Tigers. We've got Casey Miners back with us here as we'll announce our Culver's player of the game coming up here in a little bit. But you got a chance to hear some of the guys. What did you take away from what the guys said?
I think they're excited. They knew the game was going to be physical tonight, and I think the physicality in a way kind of caught them off guard for a little bit. But I was talking to Jared, and he said, I mean, this is nothing we haven't seen before.
Right.
You know, they had to make adjustments, they had to go down and play, and I think they're excited about the opportunity to go down. You know, they're likely going to be one of the lower seeds going in, but you know, Carroll's a team that can knock off somebody else.
They should be right around that 4-5.
They are.
So that's,
I'm talking about not when I'm talking about lower seeds. They're not going to be the home team,
right? Yes.
But Carroll should be right around that 4-5 going down to state next week.
Absolutely. Let's run you through our unofficial statistics here tonight as they get ready to cut the net down. Zachary Van Beek for Sioux Center with 1 point. Parker Boone with 6 points. Tyler Moeller with 20. Braden Perez Eitbrink with 17. Cody Sandbolt fouls out with 2. Ezra Hibma with 2. Austin Fink with 5. And MacArthur Skideman with 2. They were 7 of 10 from the free throw line for Carroll. Jake Jorgensen, an assist and two steals. Matt Collison, 8 points, a rebound, three assists, and three steals. Jared Moore with 18 points, nine rebounds, four assists, and a steal. Lawal Tharjath with 7 points, three rebounds, and five block shots. Trey Tassel with 17 points, four rebounds, and an assist. Chase Schabel with a rebound and a steal. Landon Peterson with 2 points. Talon Crandall with 6 points. And the Tigers go 8-15 from the free throw line. And not easy to pick our player in the game. Jared Moore was huge for Carroll all game long. Matt Collison had some big plays for him early when they got that lead. But I think Trey Tassel in the third quarter with those threes and then getting to the rim, the late free throws, is my choice, and I think your choice as well.
Trey had some huge shots tonight. I mean, when they needed a shot, Trey had a shot for him. He had an answer for him. It seemed like every time the Sioux Center went on a run, Carroll caught a timeout, Trey came out, hit a big three. Trey, I think, was the clutch player tonight for Carroll.
Absolutely. So, again, Trey Tassel is our Culver's player of the game. Culver's, again, celebrating 41 years in business, 16 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, a welcome to Delicious. I'll get a banner put together of our Culver's player of the game, and I'll get that up on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. We'll also get, of course, the rebroadcast of this game posted yet tonight to our website on the Listen to Past Games, which is on the streaming drop-down menu, so that's where you'll find it. The Carroll Tigers, again, headed to the state tournament. They pick up a 58-55 victory. For my broadcast partner, Casey Miners, for Mason Nealon, who helped with some updates on all of the other sub-state games going on around the state tonight, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to Carroll Tiger basketball here tonight. Tigers will play Monday next week, either at 10:30 in the morning, 12:15 in the afternoon, which is where I think they'll end up, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3:45. Have a great night, everybody, and thanks for listening to high school basketball here on KIC 106.7, part of the CB Sports Network.